Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Closet Talk. It is Maddie Westbrook, and today I am so excited because we have comedian, actor, and content creator, the trifecta, the triple threat, Georgia Bridgers. We both got into a relationship this year, one a little bit more recent than the other, but you will find out who soon. That means we're obviously dating experts at this point. We both know everything about every single relationship ever. So today we are going to be rating dating app bios. We are swiping left or we are swiping right, and we are telling you whether or not it was written by a straight man or a queer woman. And obviously I'm so excited because I didn't ever get to have dating apps because I put myself on timeout after having it for 1 month. So I'm excited to see what dating apps look like now. And thank you so much for Amanda pulling up to the front lines and going through the trenches last night to pull this game through. Please welcome Georgia Bridgers.
Oh my God, stop it.
Is there like a middle name or a nickname?
Sorry, I know you guys bleep.
I was like, for a half second, really? I just want to jump right in because we're the face of gay and because we're the face of new gay relationships. Mm. Did you hard launch?
I soft launched for 3 hours and then I hard launched. That's literally what I did. I'm not kidding.
See, I so strongly admire that self-control for 3 hours.
Did you straight hard launch?
No, I still haven't. And it's been,
You're still soft launching?
I'm still soft launching.
How long have you guys been together?
Like technically?
Let's go through technical and official.
We'll go technical like 7 or 8 months.
Real, similar.
And then we'll go official like 3 months.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, no, 4?
Oh.
August, September, October, November. Oh my gosh.
Is today your anniversary?
No, it's not. It's on the 6th, August 6th. So cute. Ever since August 6th, we've been girlfriends.
August 6th, you're in a Leo besties. Relationship.
We are?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Cute.
Yeah. But I haven't hard launched. I don't know what it is. I think it's because my last relationship was decently public and it ended really badly.
Oh,
and so it was just the point where I was like, I don't want to go through that again.
No, I get it.
And plus, I mean, she's not the same level of like unhinged, I would say. She's very mellow. My last partner wasn't. And so I don't feel like she would react the same way if we ever did break up. There's still that like trauma.
No, it's fear. No, I get it. So I was in a 4-year relationship and ended over a year ago.
Okay.
And
four years.
I know, right? Long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really beautiful now that I have the perspective.
Right.
And the healing. Really beautiful for that moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Love that. I love those perspectives.
Yeah.
Because I look back and I'm like.
Don't ask me 7 months ago if I felt that way. No.
I mean, you ask me now. I don't think I'll ever look back on my relationship and be like, oh, it was beautiful. I just look back and I'm like, what the f*** was I doing?
No, of course I still have moments. Not with my last ex, but other relationships.
For sure.
Jesus f***. Yeah, but I've been on the internet for a while. Mm-hmm. So she was always a character in my world, but we were never like making content together per se. I'll never want to be in a like public relationship where we are like making content together in front of a camera just for reasons like that, you know. I want to have, first of all, my own thing. I think it's really important to have your own identity in a relationship
because
I lost a lot of that in my last relationship on no fault of my partner at the time. It was just I was codependent and didn't really know who I was outside of being a girlfriend. Yeah, it's scary being like, this is my girlfriend, because people will talk.
Yeah.
And people forget that it's like you behind the screen too. Mm-hmm. Like I hard launched my girlfriend and I had people commenting like, what happened to you and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whoa.
I still get those too. Yeah. The thing is, that's a really interesting perspective. I never thought about that. I'm such a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Like innately, I'm such like a lover. Like I just want to like just love someone. And I feel like that's just so much of my identity is like kind of giving myself to like somebody else. Mm-hmm. I definitely took the time to like figure out who I am like outside of those kinds of things before getting into another relationship. But we do like she's not in my videos, but her voice is in my videos, or like her hands or something like that.
I was stalking. And I was like, ooh, T, that's like so fun and flirty.
See, I think it's so fun and I'm still getting like enjoyment out of that.
Yes.
And I don't feel like, plus I also definitely have to respect her boundaries and her being like, I don't know, like she does social media to like a certain extent, but at the same time, she doesn't do it at like, it's not her full-time job. Yeah. Like it's my full-time job. You know what I mean? And so she's like, I just don't want to turn into just your girlfriend. I want to have my own identity. And I'm like, that's so real. Like, I want you to have that too. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to just be known as my girlfriend, because you're so much more than that. Like, you, I love you like for so many other reasons. Like, you know what I mean? Because I think that perspective is weird. She opened my eyes to that. And I was like, whoa, you're so right. And so I also have to like respect. Of course I want to show her off. I think she's amazing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like the boundaries. You know, I agree. What I mean?
Yeah. Boundaries. And people, the gays especially, love a ship. And I'm guilty.
Love.
And I'm rooting for that ship.
Yeah.
I'll stay afloat. Stay above water.
Yeah.
Sometimes cannons come out of nowhere and knock your ship down. And sometimes you just have to let a ship sink and then find a new ship to enjoy. Yeah. And stop talking about the ship that sunk.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Sunk. People don't know how to be like, there's only so much you can talk about the Titanic.
Literally.
There's only so much you can talk about the boat at the bottom of the ocean. But what about the boat that's thriving on top of the water?
Yeah, what about the Disney Carnival cruise?
And since I think we had to prove that we were relationship experts first before we got into this.
And thank God, now people are listening.
Now they're intrigued. Now there's proof.
PhD
in relationships. Is that a thing? Definitely. I should go to school.
We have one.
Is there a name to this game?
RDAB.
Rating Dating App Bios.
Ooh,
we will be doing that. And then there's a twist. Okay, this has to be queer. We are going to read the bios and come to the conclusion of if it was a straight man who wrote it or a queer woman.
But the deeper twist is that if we choose so many straight men, we have to become straight.
Right. Mm-hmm. We have to be straight for like the next 5 minutes.
Years.
I can't do
Sorry, that's the way the game works. You signed up for this.
I did. Yeah, it's in blood writing. And then to dive even further, we're going to swipe right or left on these bios and decide whether or not we'd go on a date with this bio.
We have girlfriends.
We have girlfriends.
I'm swiping left on everything.
Every single one.
I love you, baby.
You're the light of I love
You're the light of my life.
You're the light of my life. Did you say I love you before or after dating?
After. It was so hard.
Really?
To not say it after. It's a really cute gay story.
I said I love you like before.
I was like shaking, not saying
the
it.
Love search.
Like she would be on tour and we'd be like, literally, I'm like love searching. Do gross, hate,
twitching,
hate. But like we'd be on the phone and be like, okay, bye, I miss you, and mouth.
No, we'd do the I like you.
No, that's like, what I did, but she wasn't picking it up. I was literally saying to her one day, I was like, I like you. She's like, why are you saying it like that? I was like, oh my god.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You stick your hand in there first. I feel like Effie.
That's what she said. About me. I got a queen-sized bed with no queen in it.
Wait, that's kind of good.
So I really hope it's a queer woman.
Right. If some of these are bad, I'm just going to immediately say a dude.
If this was satire, sarcasm, would love that.
Right.
But I feel like that's something like a straight man would say seriously.
But a queer woman would say it as a joke.
Yeah. Maybe that's just my humor.
No, that's definitely my humor.
Okay.
100%.
So we're on the same page. We both think it's funny.
I'm going to text that to my girlfriend later.
Yeah.
Before this airs. So she thinks it was me.
I'm going to text it to mine too.
And this is going to air. She's going to be like,
yeah. Okay. I'm
Wait,
gonna,
would you swipe? Would you like be interested in that? Would you be like,
I'm
going to
swipe right. I think it's funny.
I think it's funny. But who was it? Who was it?
I'm going to say funny queer woman. Queer person, just queerness.
Me too. I feel like you did a lot of decision making on that one, so I'll do
Thank
the
you.
Decision making on the next one. It
Heard.
Has to be even.
No, back and forth.
The answer is Ernest Straight Man.
I knew it. It was gonna be one or the other.
It was, and the sad part is he's serious. A queer woman with a sense of humor, or a straight man who needs to be humbled.
Literally.
Oh, everyone says about me. Everyone does.
Yeah.
Looking for a passenger princess to do fun holiday stuff with.
Hello.
Crying emoji, Christmas tree emoji.
Okay.
That's a dude. Who says stuff?
No way. That has to be a queer person.
Yeah, I can like read it in a straight voice though. Like a queer woman would be like, looking for a beautiful passenger princess to drive around for the holidays.
I feel like straight guys don't know what a passenger princess is.
You're so right.
That's just where my mind goes.
Oh my gosh, in my car, on my girl, I want to say on my girlfriend's side of the car,
in the passenger side. That's so cute.
I got like little like sparkly pink letters, and on the like mirror that you can flip up, I put like her side and like her name.
Oh. My God.
She's like a passenger princess for sure, though. But like, I don't think guys know.
That was so beautiful. Like, I could cry. I'm sure my girlfriend. No, she loves her car. So, like, date a woman. She loves her car.
She loves that.
Right? I date a woman. She loves her car more than me. Not true. But yeah, no, I don't think she'd put that in her car just from the sake of being like, this is my.
Is it like a cool, nice car? I have a Honda CR-V.
Real.
Love that.
My sibling has a Honda CR-V.
Its full name is Cornelius Ronaldo Van Hontsiebrook. I know.
I've got a like Ford. CR-V. Okay, acronym.
I would just say the like sentence structure is kind of turning me off.
Okay, Virgo. Virgo.
Really?
Yes. You just said you're turned off by a sentence structure.
Yeah.
You're a Virgo.
Maybe I just love grammar. Is that also a Virgo thing?
Sue me for loving grammar.
No, I don't actually. I feel like a lot of my vocals consist of lack of grammar. But like, it's so different right now.
That was a crazy sentence. A lot of my vocals consist of lack of grammar.
Exactly. Like, I just proved my own point.
You did.
All right, you just, you like, I just f***ed up the paper. I've been like crushing it.
So what do you decide?
I think honestly, you're right about the girl, but I don't think I'm into it.
Okay.
It's a straight man.
Oh my God.
The inkling, because it's the word stuff. I know, I don't do that. I'm so easily like persuaded.
And I guess I'm just a gaslighter manipulator.
Sue me. Girl boss.
Sue me for girl bossing too hard on the pod.
No, I think it was a dude just because of the stuff and the crying emoji.
Wow. I surround myself with interesting people. Like, I would have said my best friend Grayson would have written that as a joke.
But I think we have to do the thing where we read it in the straight man voice or the queer woman voice.
You're right. That's what we do for the next round. Here we go. Okay, here's my queer woman voice.
Right.
I'll pet a bee if I see it. I don't give a f***. Now here's the man. I'll pet a bee if I see it. I don't give a f***. That has to be a straight man.
I feel like dudes aren't into bees innately.
You're so right. But you know who are into bees?
Queer women. Well, yeah, queer people, but also like, not my girlfriend.
Only queer women love bees. This just in.
I feel like a queer person will be like, a bee.
Yes.
The founder of nature. And a straight guy would see a bee and be like, I'll step on that hoe.
We have to have
This kind of gives like mask energy. Like, okay. I'll pet that bee.
I don't give a f***. Hey, baby girl.
I rescued my girlfriend from a bee.
Damn.
I know. She just immediately started like screaming and crying and throwing up.
Whoa.
Like unironically, it's all in video. She started screaming and crying.
And throwing up.
And there was I don't know how a bee got.
There's a bile.
But like, there was a bile. I don't know how a bee got in her car in the first place.
A bee in the car? I'd be screaming, crying, throwing up too.
Like if I see a bee in nature, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a little pollinator. Look at it go. Look at it work.
Like, yes, honey.
Oh my God. That was really good.
And so on purpose. I'll pet a bee if I see
it. I'm going to go with dude.
Okay, then I'm
going to
say
fuck?
Queer person. Just yeah, for okay. Fun.
This is a man.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I literally have to be straight after this game.
You do. I also wouldn't go for that, by the way.
I would swipe right because I think it's funny.
I would be into somebody more gentle who would be like, I'll rescue you from the bees.
Right.
Or like, I'll set the spiders free.
Right.
Not like, I don't give a f-. That energy scares me.
Mine's kind of like, I'll pet a bee. I don't give a f-. Like
oh,
silly.
Like silly.
Like, I'll pet a bee. Like, I'm so
it
silly.
It also depends on how the person looks. If they're posting, like, ab and, like, muscle photos.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you're serious.
I want my partner to give a f***.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Next one. It's a paragraph.
Holy s***. Swipe left.
Grammar.
TLDR.
All right. Looking for a no-stress, drama-free connection. It's a dude. I'm calling it now. Listen to the rest of this. I'm always a glass half full, so I vibe best with women of a positive mindset. Please have a sense of humor, be emotionally available, and have the capacity for intellectually stimulating conversation. P.S. I own a ton of hoodies for you to steal.
This is the most manipulative man you have ever met in your life.
I like the way you say that word.
Thank manipulative man.
Manipulative
man.
Yeah. No. Right? Did you just go thumbs up or down? Like, I thought that was a given. No.
Swipe left, straight man.
This is a 45-year-old straight man.
45. That gives 45-year-old. I need terrifying. Women who are emotionally going to stimulate me. Shut
and
up.
His shit is set to like age 20 to age 29. Grow up. You're 45 wearing hoodies? Here. Never mind. I'm going to be 45 wearing hoodies. I don't know what a rising sign is, and at this point, I'm too afraid to ask. Funny.
Why are there so many guys in the
for like just like the hope of life, I'm going to say queer woman, because if they're talking about, I feel like queer people talk about astrology more than straight people.
You're right. That is funny, though. If that was a queer woman, that'd be funny.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I've been in this space for so long, yes. But I don't know how to ask.
Literally, again, all of these. Funny if you're a queer woman. Embarrassing if you're a straight man.
Right.
Queer woman, swipe right for me.
But if it's a dude, definitely not.
Okay, this is a man.
This is a prank. They're all guys.
This is a prank.
Please read bio. We don't want to mislead anyone. We are looking for a gorgeous girl so we can take her out on a fun date. Can be friendly or something more intimate.
Obviously, couple looking for a third. But you know what? I feel like every time when I was on the apps and I would see people looking for a third, it was always like a woman profile. And then you scroll and see her boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah. I never. Well, also, my stuff was always just set to like women, non-binary people.
Right.
So maybe I just have never seen a man saying we're looking for a third. But I feel like that's the approach of like the girl asking to look for a third as to not be scared.
Terrifying.
Exactly.
Oh. So the punctuation here.
Oh, okay. Okay, Virgo.
There's a space before the comma. I feel like a girl wouldn't let that slide.
You're right. That's such a man thing. Please read bio. Space, comma, space. Okay, it's got to be a straight man.
Okay, this is a queer woman. She has a boyfriend and he might have written that.
I told you.
You're right.
Thank you. When I was on the apps, I was like talking to this girl for a while. I'm like, oh my God, like she's so beautiful. Like this is so fun. And I think it must have been Raya or something, or she had her Instagram, because I remember clicking on her Instagram and like seeing her boyfriend all over her page. And I was like, kidding me?
I love how you said like on the apps, like you're going through recovery right now. You're like, I'm off the app.
Yeah, for real. I'm 4 months clean.
Four months clean from the apps. That.
So thank you. Hopefully for ever. Nine.
About me. Wait, I have hope for this one.
Okay.
Because there's a pros and cons list. I love pros and cons lists.
Okay.
Pros. Diverse music taste. Sense of humor. Straightforward. Will be your biggest supporter. Concerts. Busy. Like sports.
Yeah.
Cons. Can't cook. You're a dude. Competitive. Sends a million TikToks. RBF. Only wears black. Busy.
Well, okay. RBF makes me think it's a queer woman because I don't know any straight men who are walking around being like, I have resting bitch face. But also swipe left.
But also TLDR. Like definitely swipe left. Like I'm not into this at all.
No.
But will be your biggest supporter is a straight dude.
I'm going to say queer woman because of RBF.
This is queer woman.
Yes. Queer woman? You're right. I should have gone with the pros and cons list being a woman.
I'm 27, but I look younger, LOL. I guess God bless me with my age appearance. Long hair, don't care, lion emoji. Quotes, meant for a real one, nothing less, 100 sign emoji. That is a straight
man. That's a straight dude.
I'm swiping left, and I'm scared.
That was a queer woman.
No! Why does it matter the length of your hair in any gender, but also like...
This is a millennial queer woman.
Oh, I haven't encountered that species yet.
Wait, is 20 a millennial?
Like a 35-year-old queer woman.
I hear you. But millennial is even a 30-year-old.
You're like from the 1900s.
No, I'm literally from the 90s, baby. 90s. I was there for a year and a half.
Yeah. No, I was never there. Moving forward. I'm going to read this in the tone in which I feel like I'm digesting it.
Please.
Few things. One, whoa. Personal space. Two, personal space. Three, stay out of my personal space. Four, keep away from my personal space. Five, get out of that personal space. Six, stay away from my personal space. Seven, keep away from that personal space. Eight, personal space. Nine, personal space. I take personal space pretty seriously. You should never love.
Get off the f***ing apps.
Why are you here?
Go to therapy.
Like, indulge.
What happened to you in your childhood? Now I feel bad. Now I feel bad and I'm sorry.
Maybe they had to share a room with like their three siblings.
They just need some space.
Maybe they just need some space.
Okay, avoidant. Okay, avoidant attachment. I see you and I've dated you. And it hurts.
I think it's a guy.
I kind of think it's a queer woman.
It's a queer woman.
Told you. Men are not emotionally inept enough to know what personal space is.
Sorry.
Word.
Said with love. Here we go. Made you look. Austin bred, Oxford commas, and yes, man-ing. Passions include film, music, comedy, and goobers. Someone once told me my profile is the most basic thing they've ever seen. I disagree. Please subscribe for more information. Please delete your account. This is
Wait,
a man.
Wait, the end was funny. Please subscribe for more information is funny.
But if this is a man,
it's
we have
funny.
To take in all the context.
Swipe Who left. Says bread? A woman would never describe herself as bread.
Austin bread. Well, that's a Texas person.
Any Texas person would say that.
Would say that.
Texas blood.
Oxford
bread.
Commas, Virgo, and yes, man-ing. I don't. Oh, like saying yes, man. Okay, I'm gonna. I have to say it's a man.
We're woman.
Well, anyone and who we says goobers her. Is 37.
Yeah, and we love her.
We love her.
And she walks around quoting SpongeBob, and that's okay.
That's all right. New Yorker living in LA. Moved here because the rest of my family did. Building my kingdom, one brick at a time.
Nope.
Got any cement?
I'm out. And for that reason, I'm out. Man, left.
Wait. I work out. I drink wine. I am serious. I am totally not serious. Can you tell I'm a Gemini yet?
Okay, Gemini man, I'm out.
I think it's a woman.
This is a straight man.
This is a straight man?
And Does a Gemini say- man on top of it.
That's scary.
Run for the hill. My dad's a Gemini man. I love you, Dad.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
What is it?
I'm scared. I'm a creature of the sea and will shrivel into nothingness if denied access to the waters of our oceans. Some of my most prized talents include speaking well. I am unquestionably better than Dory. And spouting water to resemble that from a blowhole.
That's a woman.
I hope it's a woman.
Who's that literate?
You know what? I'm going to say it's a man and I'm going to swipe left. Nope. I'm going to swipe right for curiosity. I need to talk to this person.
I think they'd be a very interesting friend to call during mid-crisis. They'd be like, let's go look at the wave.
Okay. Heard. I love going to the ocean when I'm a little bit sad.
I know. Okay. It's like you can relate to this crashing waves before
I'm
you.
A little scared of the blowhole part.
That is terrifying.
Who is it?
Okay, this is a queer woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Too connected to the earth.
Definitely a water sign.
Has to be. What's happening?
There's a guttural reaction that happens in me when I get like grossed out by these things.
Mm-hmm.
We met at Starbucks.
Nope.
You're 15 minutes late, but I'm 20. I see you and immediately apologize.
Sorry, am I reading Harry Styles fan fiction right now?
We grab lattes. Yum. We go on a walk. I confide in you that I love country music. We take candids of each other from all angles. We grab mojitos. The night ends, but we don't.
Oh.
I love a mojito.
Okay. I would eat that up if I was 15 years old and on Wattpad.
Oh, I ate every inch of Wattpad up. Licked all the fingers clean.
Well, what did they say? Yum, bitch.
That was funny. Yum, bitch.
Which makes me think it might not be a man.
Yeah, I feel like men are too afraid to say bitch.
Agreed.
It's a woman.
A queer woman.
This is a queer woman.
Yeah, we did that.
We did that.
Yes.
I'm glad we were pretty intuitive about those and kind of agreed at the very beginning that if it was a dude, we'd just say no anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. It all depends on like the gender, I would say.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Women are always funny. Queer people are funny.
Mm-hmm.
Straight men. Scared of you.
Terrifying. And I think that is a beautiful note to end on. I've been excited about this since the moment we talked about it while we were standing in the corner.
Mm.
Our queer moment in history this week is our Spotify Wrapped. And if you don't know what the queer moment in history is, it is a moment in queer history that is pivotal to the queer space. And I genuinely think that ours are both going to be that.
Oh, 1,000%.
Especially because of a recent coming out of somebody on mine.
Oh my God, I already know what you're
Yeah, you know,
say.
You know.
No, I get it. But
on three? No, I'm kidding.
We have to
be cool about it. I want to know yours first.
Okay.
Because I feel like mine is pretty, it's like not basic, but it's like, I feel like you have something in there that's like untapped.
I actually, you know what? I do have a person in my Spotify Wrapped that is, it's going to make some jaws drop.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like everything surprises me.
Oh my God, it's 333. Okay, angel number. I have to pull it up because I knew I was going to forget. I have it. I have it right here in my head.
You know it?
I know my Spotify Wrapped. My top five artists.
Like in order, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You do that, and then I'm going to try and do mine, but it's a full guesstimate on my part.
My Spotify Wrapped, absolutely called me a slur.
Okay.
When I opened it up.
Right.
A mirror yesterday. Top artist. Just what energy do I give off? Who do you think is my top artist?
Would it be ridiculous to say Phoebe Bridgers? Like,
I can't listen to my sister's song that many times.
She's your sister?
No.
You have one. How many siblings?
I have one blood sibling and three step siblings.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Hey, family.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's
familial
up?
Familial unit.
Oh, yeah. Blood, not blood.
Coming together.
In the club, we all fam. How many siblings do you have?
I have two. Older nice. Brother, younger sister.
Cute.
Full blood.
Middle child.
Yeah.
Oldest.
Okay. You give off oldest.
Don't I?
You look put together.
Thank you. I sobbed this morning.
Oh.
Well, therapy and about to get my period.
Me too.
Okay.
Literally this morning.
Are we synced?
Therapy, about to get my period.
Okay.
It's coming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my top artist is Taylor Swift.
That is gay.
Mm-hmm.
That is gay.
It is. But the rest is even more gay.
What album was like your top album of her this year?
I mean, it's Taylor's Eras year.
Right.
So obviously I've been rotating.
Mm-hmm.
But Lover was, I think, so the good. Album I listened to the most so this year. Because I was in my Lover Girl era.
My top Taylor song, I think, this year, she wasn't in my Wrapped, but I've just been getting into it.
Wow.
Because I don't know
fresh.
What. I've watched her documentary, which was nice. So good. I feel like that really kind of got me into it. Mm-hmm. But my girlfriend's younger sister is like the most Taylor obsessed person you'll ever meet
Cute.
In your life. She's adorable. She made like 200 bracelets and like 100 bracelets for like my roommate Carter for him to go to the Eras Tour.
Stop.
It was adorable. It was so cute. But
what's it like to have that time? Though? You know?
Yeah, I know.
I
well, she's
that,
like,
but I
she's like 16.
Right.
So she's not over here with like a corporate 9-to-5 making her T-Swizzle bracelets
right?
on the
in
side.
In the office responding to the email. Bumming is the top of your email. Like putting
the bead.
In little beads.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Mine was definitely New Romantics. I'm definitely a big New Romantics person.
That's a good freaking song. I was just in my Lover era. I can't help it.
No, yeah. You really can't help
I'm
it.
Sorry.
Mine, my top artist, we'll go like 1-1, 2-2.
I love this.
I know. We'll take
back
turns.
And forth.
We'll share because we
Switch
learned how to
energy.
Do that. Noah Kahan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a little bit of like a hammer type.
Yeah. It's a bit hicky, isn't it?
You like that?
Except the thing about Noah. He's like my pride and joy. I've been listening
y'all
to him.
Like that.
He follows me on TikTok.
Shut up.
No, he followed me before he like blew up.
You guys
before.
Go way back.
We go way back in the day. No, seriously, I've been listening to him since I was like 15. Like
wow.
when he first started uploading on YouTube type beat. Like,
nice.
Like when his videos got like 2,000 views with him like playing in
there.
A chapel. I was there. And now obviously just like, I'm not going to gatekeep. I want the best of success for him. You know, he's doing incredible.
I
like,
get it.
Love him
I'm
the
pro
most.
Pro gatekeeping. So you
really?
Can always gatekeep around me.
I don't want to gatekeep, but I always want people to know like I was there first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Heard.
Yeah. And he's like the only artist that I'm ever like super fully invested in what he's doing.
Aww.
And he's like such a cutie patootie too. Like he's so adorable. I
he
think.
Is a cutie patootie.
He's super like soft and like he came out on stage. I think I was at like a festival. I think it was at Lollapalooza. And he was like, is this outfit cute? Like, I don't know what to wear. And I was like,
stop
shut
it.
Up. You're so
that would
adorable.
Be me if I was like
yeah.
singer, songwriter, artist, superstar.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, do you guys like my outfit today?
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, he's genuinely like one of the best lyricists I've ever really like. If you like break down his lyrics and like
mm-hmm.
what each song is saying, I think I just relate so hard. He talks so much about like mental health and depression and everything.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'm like, wow. You know when you kind of like, I have words in my head.
Heard.
But they don't come out of my face. You know
Real.
What I mean? And so when people can kind of put words to those,
mm-hmm.
like just
Emotions.
Kind of bring them out. It's like, it's. I think it's so cool.
What's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I'm not a dude, so that's good, right?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a Virgo moon, so... I have no qualms with Virgos.
Okay. What are you?
I'm a Leo.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'm friends with a lot of Leos and Scorpios.
I think I'm friends with Leos and Scorpios. I don't
Cause
know.
Because it's not my first reaction to ask. But I like people that do.
Two different types of gay people.
Right. I'm into it if like the person I'm in the room with is into it.
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, tell me who I am.
Yeah.
Like, who am I in the depths of my soul?
Because
then I know you can whip it out. I know you can be like, this is how I'm going to hyperanalyze you and be right about everything.
Correct.
Right.
Which is actually very Virgo of you to say.
Like, I want to be analyzed.
You want to hyperanalyze and be right.
I love being right.
Well, so do I.
Especially when my girlfriend's not around, because when she's around, she's always right.
I was just having this conversation with my girlfriend because fresh in a relish. What can
love.
I say? I'm fresh in a relish. And she's the first person I've dated that kind of challenges me.
Okay.
Like, I'm used to always being right.
Mm-hmm.
She's right a lot of the time, too. So it's really interesting when she's right.
Mm-hmm.
because I want to be right too.
Yeah, I've kind of accepted that I'm wrong, because it's also like
I'm wrong.
No, and it's not. And it's in like small ways. I'll be like, she'll be talking and she'll be like, no, this is it. And I just kind of have to be like, okay, because I forget everything. Like I drove here and I was like, how did I get here?
What? Interesting.
You know? So
no, I don't.
Oh, I just I feel a little spacey sometimes. So
I get that.
So and I easily forget things. You know, like dates and times. She's like, remember we have this time at 5 p.m. on the 30th, and I'm like, okay.
Ah.
So she's I'm the opposite.
Like really? I'll remember like dates and times, but like little anecdotes, I'm like, did I tell you this story already? Or I'll be like, this crazy thing. She'll be like, you already told me. I'm like, yep. No, it's that deep connection.
But who's your number two? Who's your number two? For sure.
This is where we start getting into really gay territory.
Oh.
Fletcher.
Duh. Should I tell her that I didn't know who Fletcher was until this year?
You didn't know who Fletcher was until this year? I didn't know who Fletcher was until this
podcast.
Wow.
They ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine when you're not really fine, but you just can't get into it because they would never understand.
Who was my number two? I want to say Billie. I do want to say Billie. And that's why I'm saying like it was kind of gay.
A recent release.
Oh my gosh.
She just came out.
It was Billie.
Okay.
I was right about something. Obviously, it was the Happier Than Ever album.
Amazing album.
Super great album.
I've seen Billie Eilish in concert 4 times.
Seen her twice?
Because I've bought people Billie Eilish concert tickets 4 times.
All right. Who's number three?
Number three, Chapel Roan.
I don't know who that is.
Pink. Pony Club, I'ma keep on dancing at the pink. Nothing?
Nothing, but you're
she's
doing great.
Like, she's been around for a while.
Wait, that was number three.
Chapel Roan. What's your three?
Backseat Lovers.
Love.
Do you love? I
like,
love.
Heard of, don't like, not like aware of, just love that for you.
I love them.
Number four for me, Frank Ocean.
Okay.
I really came through with that
I
one.
Thought I was gonna go to Coachella, see Frank Ocean, get into Frank Ocean, and then love Frank Ocean more.
Mm-hmm.
But I only like, there's only like 4 or 5 songs I would say from Frank.
It's because I like went through a breakup last year and my music taste changed. So I listened to Taylor and Frank Ocean, and you know, it just hit in certain different ways.
Okay. Is Frank like a breakup guy?
Yeah.
Oh, Harry Styles was number 4 for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have Harry in my top 5 this
really?
Year. Which is surprising. That hasn't happened in a while.
I think my number 5 song of the year was Carolina.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Isn't it? Kinda my girlfriend like introduced me to that one. Yeah. I think it's so vibey. Like, I don't know why that song isn't like way more mainstream.
Let's make it mainstream. Everyone stream Carolina by Harry Styles.
Do it. It's such a good song. Help. Especially after the shaved head.
Yeah. All right. Okay, number 5.
Yeah.
Billie Holiday.
I don't think I know. Like, I know the name for sure.
Jazz.
Obviously. I love jazz. I'm not even kidding.
That's my roommate crazy.
Will walk downstairs and be like, Alexa, play Christmas jazz.
Yes!
And it'll be going for so long.
Yes. Because
it's such incredible background mm-hmm. music. But I grew up dating band kids. And so like my appreciation for, I think, jazz music is a lot higher. Because like I would go to their little recitals. I don't know what they're called.
That's totally right.
Oh, it is?
Definitely.
Vocabulary. And then.
Heard.
I find it so impressive. And then my number 5 was Hozier.
Okay.
Yeah.
You love a little bit of
Daner. I do. I just love that, like, that music that sounds like it's going to cause an earthquake.
Do and you
I
like feel like Mount Joy? Awesome.
Love.
My girlfriend works for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Before we shut off the cameras, you are Georgia Bridgers.
Stop it.
I know.
Thank you.
Where can we find you? What do you have coming up? What's exciting in your life?
Okay, you can find me on TikTok at Georgia Lynn Rose, Instagram at Georgia Bridgers, and I also have a gay podcast.
Really?
We should connect about.
We should.
Perhaps get a little.
I think
little
we should.
Reverse. It's
yes.
called Been Gay. Been Gay podcast is all of our socials.
Mm-hmm.
I host it with my besties Grayson and Cadence Demir. So you can find us streaming everywhere as well.
I love unit podcasts of like multiple people.
Oh yeah. It
especially
makes it so
when
much
you vibe
easier.
So well with them. Mm-hmm. It's so fun.
Yeah, we be talking.
Audio.
Yes.
Visuals.
How did you know that?
What do you mean?
How did you know there was audio and visuals?
I do this sometimes.
Stop it.
I dabble.
Are we on a set right now?
This is what that is.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You look no
a bit
idea.
Higher. It gets a little wishy-washy.
Cool.
But thank you so much for being here. I really
thank
appreciated
you for
it.
Me.
That was so fun. Thank you, Amanda, for your hard work and
moving it along,
looking at men, I'm sure, in your free time.
No, literally, that was scary. Yeah,
you were the front lines. Thank you, really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And I'm Maddie Westbrook, and this is Closet Talk. You can find me absolutely anywhere. When I say anywhere, I mean anywhere. Except for now, we have to specify, not OnlyFans.
That's hilarious.
Thank you. At Westbrook on Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, the works. And I will love to see you there. This is Closet Talk, a podcast that I host every single Friday that gets released on my YouTube channel. Subscribe for more queerness and be sure to check out the clips that I upload throughout the week. Thank you so much. Be gay, people.